Welcome to Anything and Everything Under the Sun, and sometimes above it. We are your hosts, D-Money D. Wagner.
They just called me Lee.
We're here for a wonderful time today. I hope that you stick around. We got a great show. Hope it's pretty exciting. Got a lot to debate about, potentially.
Yeah, we got a lot to catch everybody up on here. It's been a while, so...
I'm not going to count the days or anything like that. We're just going to go with it, you know?
Too many.
Yeah, I agree.
But we back. Yeah. We back in business.
We're back here recently. I've done, I've started this little project that I was telling you guys about a while ago. I was building a shed. We finally got the walls up.
Finally.
The frame.
Yeah.
We got to do the exterior walls, the roof. Potentially maybe drywall it. Who knows? That might come later on because we've come this far. I got myself a new vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't think I told many people.
Yes, about that. Got the Pimpmobile. Yeah.
Not too much, you know. It's just a little Jeep.
He said, not too much, man. This thing's flashy. He's got fancy lights inside.
A little Jeepy Jeep. So I went and did that. 4th of July was pretty fun. The Roman candle fight was was an intense time, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for next year. I think that going forward that we... get more inventive.
We got to go bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger. Full war.
I don't necessarily think we go bigger right now, but I think we take it in steps. Last year we didn't use, this is a bad representation, but it's pretty good. Yeah, last year we didn't use any type of shielding or bodyguards.
True.
This year we used makeshift shields. I think next year maybe we make some makeshift body armor. And potentially get bigger Roman candles.
Yeah.
And
we'll just
maybe
have
some little forts or something.
We'll get some people fired from the hill and just rain down. Like a little war zone. You know what I'm saying? Crossfire,
that'd
all that
be
shit.
So cool. Especially watching it. Oh my gosh. I would love to get a drone and get an aerial view. Oh my god, that'd be so cool.
That'd be lit.
Well, not necessarily an aerial view. You could zoom around so fast that you could probably get to each person.
We just need somebody that knows how to fly a drone pretty well. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's could always ask Andrew.
I guess. We could.
I would want to fly it for a little bit, but then I'd have to, you know.
Yeah, you're going to fly it right into a tree.
Most likely.
Oh, easily.
I mean, if I have, because... well, this takes me to the time when I was watching those drone races.
Dude.
You ever see those things?
Those things are the most intense things I've ever... they fly fast. And dude, they make them do
insane
flips. And, the aerial, the visuals on them are just...
It's unreal.
It makes me want to puke.
I feel going and how fast they have to make turns would make someone so dizzy, and they just sit there and they're just they look like little freaking robots or whatever, not moving, no facial expressions, nothing. They're flying. That's all they know.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I can't even imagine how much practice. I couldn't do it. Especially if the controls were inverted, on a video game, dude. Papa can't play with inverted controls. I can fly with inverted controls on a game, but I can't. It's confusing.
I'm sure you could get, ones that aren't necessarily inverted. I mean, I do see a lot of people that spend a lot of money. Not necessarily drone racing, but, even flying in general, flying, little RC cars. I always see that.
Oh, the real,
yeah, you just pick a little lot.
Did you see the one that was a legitimate 757 or 747, Boeing, but it was a RC jet? It fired up, took off an actual airplane, dude. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, dude, that thing probably cost a pretty penny. Just go fly planes for real? I mean, at that point?
I don't know.
Get your pilot's license? Like, it's probably about the same price for a pilot's license, at least. Like, well, like a little plane pilot's license. Like,
you would probably have to get some type of airway traffic, I imagine. I would have to imagine. You know, it would make sense. You're flying a big object in the sky.
Right.
I'm sure it's going to make a blip somewhere.
Oh,
but then
absolutely.
Again, you're probably going to have to fly it in a field somewhere where there's really nothing going on.
Do you have to, like, check that in? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, does that have to be something that has to be...
They probably don't fly that high.
Has to be checked in, you know? Like, it's weird. Like, hey, we're going to be occupying this airspace.
Dude, I think it's...
You know, is there anything we could do? Like, do you guys need to know?
I just think it's so crazy. We're so infatuated with playing with little things that are, like, so common to everyday life. Like, I remember having an RC car... That was like a monster trucker, like having an RC car that was like a Mustang or something like that. And I've had a boat. I've had a helicopter. Like
I had a jet ski.
That's so weird that we would make RC cars and then we would find enjoyment out of something that you could potentially get. And be like, oh my gosh, I played like this as like a little kid.
I mean,
like,
there's still people that do that, man. Like,
what kind of nostalgia would that bring back? But I imagine that you would feel the same way, though.
Have you ever went to one of the RC car dirt races or whatever, dude?
I know I would, man.
Oh, yeah, no. Like,
I'll tell you
what.
One thing I could never drive were those freaking those two-wheel RC cars. Those little, like...
Like the motorcycle ones?
Yeah, I had one of those.
I didn't know how to... Like, I could get it to go straight, but other than that, that's all it was doing.
Dude, I couldn't get the guy going. I would always, like, go in circles, or... I'd have to almost, like, push the dude to get him going, but I would always wreck it 100%.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like, nah, I want the four-wheel ones.
It definitely takes a while to learn the two-wheel ones. But I've seen some that are pretty cool. I mean, I've seen
some gas powered ones. It's just
That's what I'm saying. Those gas powered ones are crazy, dude. They're fast.
I mean, even with the whole like we go miniature size, the X mods. Like, oh my gosh,
dude, the X mods.
Like you could drive them on a dining room table. Like,
they were preparing you to learn or fall in love with building a vehicle, you know? Like, you could change out everything. The motor, like, they had different stage motors and suspensions and all that, dude. Like, that stuff was cool.
Like, it's just crazy. I mean, it is cool. It's funny to me, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they, you know... This generation don't really have anything to mess around with.
I don't even know if they're still a thing. You know,
I think that died a while ago.
I don't know.
That died with Radio
Let's
Shack pretty
I'm
quick.
I'm gonna look it up and see if there's anything X mods. We're gonna find out.
Does all look
they're
the
selling
same.
On eBay for like $111.
Are they really?
This little X Mod Super Street Nissan Skyline R34.
I wanted
RC.
That one so bad when it came out.
But I would imagine people are still taking them pretty seriously.
I think I got the Scion and then like
maybe. Well, the most recent little X Mod video we got was from June 5th of 2019.
Well, that's not bad.
According to Bing. So I don't really know how well that works.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I mean, I wish they would make a comeback because like I'm an adult now, so. Papa can spend whatever money he wants on these type of things. Back then, it was a little tough to, you know, it was a tough sell to the parentals to be like, hey, I need a new engine for my car. They'd be like, well, what's wrong with the first one? It's not fast enough. Like, or, hey, I need a body kit for this thing. Like, I spent hours messing with those. I did custom paint jobs. Dude, I did it all.
Dude, I'll tell you one thing that I really liked doing was I liked building model cars. Like, that was definitely a big hobby for me.
The model cars.
In late senior year high school, that was a real big hobby for me. I enjoyed doing that.
That's a little late to pick those up, too, like, yeah, to get interest. I mean, a lot of that starts off as a kid, you know, with the model cars, mm-hmm, like, to really get into
it. Oh, I would definitely get back into that.
100%. Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Like, for me, it was those Gundam figures you could go buy at Walmart. Like, they had all the pieces in, like, this cheap little plastic mold thing you got to pry them out of and all this crazy stuff. But honestly, like, dude, I would spend hours putting together my favorite ones. Like, you could paint them and do all kinds of crazy stuff with them. But Walmart was the plug for them things, man. They always had them. But yeah, I mean, I think having a hobby like that really, you know, especially in youth, sets you up to tinker. And, you know, want to really learn how to do stuff with your hands, you know, it helps you with your problem solving, I think. Like, oh, hey, like, this thing won't stay up on the wall. Like, you can come up with six different things in your head right now to help you do it, other than going out and buying something, right, you know, like, right, you learn how to rig stuff up and make it work, working on, like, the cars or, you know, the company, you know, anything like that, building something like that at a young age really helps.
I think it's a cool reflection of quick accomplishments. I mean, I remember I'd get a car done maybe in a week and a half, two. I think they were good accomplishments just for myself, you know, just a good confidence booster for myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so, it's definitely nice to have that quick turnaround on something. Not even necessarily quick. I mean, 2-3 weeks, that's not quick, but it's a lot quicker than going out.
Oh, yeah.
Building an actual car.
I tell you what, I could not do a puzzle.
I had a Pokemon puzzle. The thing was 1,000 pieces.
Nah.
I hated my life for 2 weeks. Yeah, maybe 3 weeks. Because I gave up real quick. It was all the Pokemon though, and then I was gonna glue it together, and it got broken down and thrown back in the box before I could glue it together. They took it off the tape. It's been here for 3 weeks. I'm like, yo, I just finished that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it again. That's for damn sure. And it got put in the box and stuffed in the closet.
I
probably still have it.
Yeah. My grandma used to love doing puzzles.
Right.
Well, she still does. She does them like 1,000. I think she does 1,000, maybe.
Damn.
I don't know.
I've seen people maybe do like 3,000.
Maybe 750. I don't know.
I saw they got like a 5,000 piece puzzle. Yeah,
they
like,
have like 10,000 pieces. Like, 100,000.
You're going like, to do that for your whole life.
That's freaking ridiculous. And like, then you know what? Someone's going to turn around and do that in half a month. Or
I mean,
in 2 weeks. I should have just said 2 weeks. That's like the same thing as someone saying, oh, my child's 24 months old.
Oh, God,
just
frickin', I can't stand it. They're 2 years old.
They're two, you know? They're two.
No,
why?
They're 24 months.
They're 2 years old, and the fact that you had to make me think about them being two, I hate it. I hate it.
You're
just tell me they're two.
How
yeah.
dare you?
Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? It's not algebra. It's not algebra 2. Just tell me they're 2 years old.
Yeah, I don't know why that's such a thing.
Like, it don't make much sense.
Like, after a year, like, that's done. Like, they're a year and 3 months. Cool. Thanks. A lot quicker to the point. Like, I'm not going to sit here and count months. But
yeah, I think it's just hilarious. Like, oh, they're 40 or they're... They're 33 months old.
Be like, dude, if you don't translate that to years and months, I don't want to talk
that?
To you. Right? Make you feel like an idiot.
They're two?
Right.
Two. No, they're 33 months old. Okay, whatever.
So they're two and some change. Okay, cool. We're
really,
there.
I don't know how. I don't know.
Right, they're three. Whatever
cool.
It is.
Hey, you know what? If it makes you happy, just keep doing you. I'm not even going to bother you on that, honestly.
I'm not going to bother you, but I'm going to say keep that shit away from me.
Yeah, I will most likely just correct you and say, oh, he's two. Right. Yeah, so if you do tell me, yeah, they're two.
Make it easier on yourself.
I don't know.
Myself, make it easy. I don't want to hear it, you know? Like, just years and months, if not. Yeah. If.
They're 2.5 even works. I'll even accept 2¾.
I would,
you know?
I'd take 2 and some change. Like, they're 2 and some change. Cool. Cool.
That's just silly to me. I don't know. I don't get why people say that.
I mean, I don't get why people say I wasn't an entanglement with somebody either, but hey, that's just me.
Yeah, dude, that is some crazy stuff.
Dude,
he just pops out. Oh my god.
The hurt in Will's fucking face. Like, I get it, he's an actor, but my dude's soul left his body. That look on his face was the, like, that look goes with the words, but did you suck his dick? That's what that face was, dude. Like, 100%, I'm telling
y'all
you.
Y'all was friends, huh?
Right, y'all right, was right.
What was that TikTok you sent me earlier?
Yeah.
Nine out of ten.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 with 4, bro.
You ask your best friend that is a guy if you want to have sex. Go ahead, just text him.
Yeah,
text him, see what happens.
Do it if you're really, if you guys are best friends.
If you're best friends with a dude and you're in a relationship with a guy, just text him you don't have sex.
Yeah.
See what happens. I bet that questions it.
It's going to be yes.
Oh, I don't want to change the atmosphere of it.
Right.
Well, then the atmosphere is wrong, baby girl. Because
just,
if you're just friends,
friends,
you're not thinking about anything other than than just being friends. That's it.
Well,
if you want to help someone, you want to help someone, I understand that. But you're helping them on a friend level. You help them get somewhere else. You help them do this. You help them do that. You watch them from afar. You live vicariously, in my opinion. I don't know if it's correct. I don't know if it's right. In my opinion, you live as if you are helping this guy.
I mean, yeah. See, here's my thing, and I know I'm going to take a lot of shit for this. So if you're in a relationship and your girl walks up to you, you know, it's like, this is my guy best friend. Right there, that line right there, I'm instantly gonna get pissed, and here's why. It's not that I don't trust the person, you know, I don't trust my significant other or something, but you shouldn't have to make somebody, some other guy, your best friend. Like, why are we together if this is your best friend? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm your best friend. Like, we're supposed to be best friends and then in a relationship, you know? Like, if you need to confide in another man, we got issues. We got issues. Well, you got issues, not me, because you're for the streets, obviously. Get the fuck out. I'm just saying, like, there's no... If you're telling another dude something that you can't tell me, then why are we together? I mean, that's just the way I look at it, man. Like... It would be disrespectful for us to have a girl best friend. Like, women don't play that shit.
I don't know.
I'm a guy. I know how guys think, dude. I don't trust dudes. Period.
I don't know. I think there is a small line that you can. I also think that if your significant other, like if Haley was, said, hey. She's already told me. I mean, she's definitely already said, if you wanted Morgan to be your best friend, I wouldn't care, you know?
She's a mutual friend, though.
Exactly. It would have to be something.
Friend.
It would
somebody
have
that
to be.
You both know.
At least know. Or at least has grown accustomed to or has trust. Or someone that you have trust enough that nothing would happen.
Most of the time, though, it's an outsider. And
that's
where the problem is.
Yeah.
If it's a mutual friend, if it's somebody you both know,
but that's
then
the thing.
That's the thing.
You
too
gotta,
bad of
you
an
gotta
issue.
Build that. That's something that you build upon time. You don't just implement right now.
Right.
That's something
but
that you would build.
Most
on.
Of the time, they don't even give you a chance to. Like, you're like, oh, cool. Like, I want to talk to him. And usually that's an issue too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if your significant other has a problem with you talking to their best friend, then it's more than a friendship.
I would agree. 100%.
It's like, what do you got to hide? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to get to know the guy too. Yeah. Obviously, he's a good person if he's occupying your time where I can't. Mm-hmm. So what's the issue? And then it turns into a battle. You know, just don't be sneaky about it. That's the way I look at it. Don't fucking Jada that shit and end up in an entanglement and have me looking like Will on national TV. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, too. I mean, it's wild. I mean, I think that is just another discussion that we have on a situation of COVID to cover up what is going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. There's always something.
A lot of movement going on in the background. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein. Now you have Ghislain Maxwell.
I think we're just more in tune with it right now because we were on lockdown and we're looking. We still have less distractions. Sports aren't really going right now. A lot of people don't have jobs still. Things are slow, so people are paying attention more. But this shit, you know, with Jada and everybody, like, and Will, I mean, this was going to come to light eventually. August Alsina, you're a bitch. And I say that with full disrespect. I'm going to come out and say it, like, if you and Will talked, why drop this in an interview, dog? Like, be a man. Keep that shit between you, Will, and Jada. Instead, you went out here seeking attention, you know, because you're back to, you know, being irrelevant as you were for a while. So why start this drama? You know what I'm saying? Like, you and Will supposedly talk man to man, but the look I saw on Will's face was he had no idea that this was a real thing. You know, so I mean, that you just watch it, man. You can see the hurt in his face, man. And she was, you know, she was talking, the way she was talking was, you know, she's like, I was over it, you know, I was done with us, like all this stuff. And Will was just sitting here like, you know, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was hurt and she was finding every reason to make an excuse for what she did. Like, you messed up. Own up to it. Like, you brought him on your show to talk about this live in front of everybody. And y'all wasn't even on the same page. Y'all got problems. Y'all don't need to be married. Like, if I will, I'm dropping her. He's like, oh, no, I'm going to get you back, though. And she's like, well, you already did. You got me back before or something. I'm like, dude, just stop.
Like, yeah, it's not a pissing match.
There's no reason to be together, period, at that point. Because it's going to be a pissing match till the day you die. Like, yeah. Will's going to get some kind of get back still. Like, it's dumb. I mean, then again, they could have been an open marriage, and maybe it's all in front. They just don't want us to know. Whatever. There's a lot bigger problems going on in the world right now.
I agree.
Especially with the roadie road.
I just think it's funny that T.I. was saying stuff, you know, because the whole thing about T.I. and Tina. I mean, he had a whole freaking show.
Oh, dude. He's got kids. His son, one of his sons, Damani, he's a rapper, really good, should definitely check him out, but a lot of his songs are about how, you know, he thinks he's going to be just like his father and have, you know, multiple kids with different moms and, you know, grow up like he did, you know what I'm saying? You don't really, not many artists ever talk about that part of their life or whatever. So T.I. really ain't got no room to talk about nothing. That man tripping already. He's calling 50 Cent out, dude.
He just thought it was funny, I think.
No, I mean, that's how it is. Because
he just aired it out, you know? Everything out on live TV, and it was just funny because Jada held it all in for so long, and he was like, no, we're just doing it from the start.
Right. They shouldn't even hash that out on national TV without hashing it out behind closed doors first. I mean, did you see 50 Cent like message Will?
Yeah.
Just talking all kinds
of
shit.
They were calling it speculation, but he was like, fuck you, 50. That shit was hilarious.
It wouldn't surprise me, man. 50 Cent's king of petty, dog. Like, super king of petty. I love it. Yeah, man, I mean...
Snapchat is blowing up. Did 50 Cent go too far with this joke?
Dude, I love Snapchat. He goes far on everything he does, and I love it.
They're goofy. It's goofy. Snapchat is goofy.
They do be... things. Yeah, some of the stuff I've been reading about, like the... Some of the stuff that'll pop up about Corona or COVID, I'm sitting here, I'm like, what? That doesn't even make sense. Yeah. Why is this an article on Snapchat? Like, what the hell?
There's just some stuff that...
It's that clickbait.
There's just some stuff about COVID that doesn't really make sense to me, but there's a lot of stuff that does make sense to me about it, and it's like, I'm up in the air. I mean...
Wear a mask in public. Not public, but, like, stores. It's public, but not, like, walking down the sidewalk, wear a mask. That's stupid. Yeah, not gonna happen.
That doesn't make much sense to me. Like, I would definitely wear a mask going into the store.
Yeah, any store? Okay.
Any venue like that?
Yeah,
the other thing
that
blows my mind is that they're selling masks as, like, fashion and shit like that. If they're that, yeah. If it's that serious, why the fuck are we trying to monetize this? And why aren't we just giving masks out to people that don't have one on them? If they want to go to the store, give them a mask if they have them. I understand some stores might be doing that, but what? That's just stupid.
Yeah, no, it is. It definitely is stupid as shit. But I mean, this is America. And this is how we run things, I guess. I mean, there's other countries are like, you're allotted X amount of masks, you know, from the government per week. So they're really doing their part, it seems. And yet here we are, you know, struggling. People have to come together to make masks from home. And like, we're going to... People are trusting their lives that these people at home are making masks that aren't sick, that are infected people. We were not ready. We were not ready for this. I mean, it's very clear that this caught us off guard.
It just, I don't know. It just doesn't make much sense to me.
I keep reading. We're breaking into the stockpile again. Like, it's almost dwindled down to nothing for medical supplies. I'm like, guys, this never went away. Why were we not, like, still preparing? You know what I'm saying? Like, they said, oh, it's summer, and then they just stopped making the supplies we needed or at the levels they were. Like, why?
Yeah, it blows my mind. I was at the store the other day, and I was on Facebook as well, just... probably like 2 days before that, and I had seen a video of this dude that was, they were making the masks in this little sweatshop room, no masks on, wiping their face, sweating on everything, just, you know, bagging them up, throwing them on the floor. And the crazy thing was, I was at the gas station looking at it, I saw the same one it looked like in the video. I flipped it over, and there is a bunch of just, like, obvious Asian handwriting, because I don't really know where exactly it came from. I just know it came from over there.
Right.
So, that just kind of took me, it just shook me, kind of, because I was like, how are we going to continue to do this? And they were selling them.
Yeah, I mean, they're still in charge of all of our...
3 for 99 cents or something like that.
Our medicines, our anything that we need medically usually comes from China. Which, I mean, they're breaking out now, the bubonic, the plague. Like, what? Like, some crazy stuff's happening there, and they're the one. Like, something bad happens to China, we're screwed. We can't even make our own medicine over here. Like, what? They're not even one of our allies. Like, why are we putting them in charge of all this, you know? On top of that, you know, Trump's still passing legislation that's, well, I mean, not just Trump, but legislation's still getting passed to prohibit the trade with China. Like, we're still putting tariffs on them and stuff.
But I just think it's crazy because I was just reading, like, so many hours ago, I think it was yesterday or something like that, that they said that China was the first one to go back into, like, normal. Like, their economy was normal, everything was good, but they just keep getting new breakouts and all that.
I mean, if you look at the total cases in China, the mainland, which is big,
they've done
well. They had 83,000 cases and only 4,000 deaths. We're in the millions of cases. Yeah.
I'm just comparing the differences because why are we so much higher than everyone else?
We don't even know if those numbers are even right because we have no...
Don't freaking know. How am I supposed to know if I can't trust
them? Right, and that's the thing. Like, I know in certain parts of China, like, if you're visiting, like, they give you... Like, you can't record.
This fucking shit reminds me of some dumbass game that I played on my phone.
Dude, that infection game or something.
Infection. Like, that's so stupid. Like, oh, let's figure out who can make the worst... The worst virus and figure out how the adaptations work and just take it from there.
You've seen the movie Spawn, right?
Yeah.
This is exactly out of that. Like, the one bad guy, if his heart stops, this plague gets released and they only have, like, limited vaccine for it. And it's exactly how it looks. Like, it's like it was planned like that for the... You know, from the start. And like I said, if you just do research on the way, like if you talk to some of these, you know, obviously the guys that are professionals and know what they're talking about, a lot of them would agree that it looks like it was leaked from the lab. Like it doesn't carry the same traits or many of the same traits that the other ones start, you know, the other ones have. Yeah, good luck getting into Hawaii. They already don't like us mainlanders anyway.
Look, all I'm saying is they only have 1,292 cases confirmed, apparently.
And 22 deaths.
And 22 deaths.
Ain't bad.
I like those odds.
But, you know, a lot of people also said Florida doesn't look that bad, and then they went on vacation there, and now Florida's like... Florida's had enough positive cases that... they've beaten
Florida's just one big red bubble.
Yeah, they've beaten out entire countries as a state. That's insane.
They've had 300,000 cases, 4,521 deaths.
Well, that's crazy because they already have China itself.
Hey, you know what else is crazy? Not to be like stereotypical or anything, but don't a lot of old people live in Florida?
Yeah, that's what do they call that? Like Heaven's Gate or something for the old people or whatever. It's got a high. Like a lot of the cases, I mean, well, at least here in Ohio.
Nothing's compared to New York, though.
Yeah, so. New York's off the map, but if you look at like their trending, they're still trending down. But New York had to see it firsthand at its absolute worst. Before things, you know, started to get better, a lot of like places like here, for instance, it still hasn't got bad. Like not good, but it's not like, oh shit, we really have a problem.
But that's the thing.
New York was like shit from the start.
I feel like we've also done a lot of things that we were told to do. You know, we put our mask on when we're supposed to. I feel at least.
Yeah,
I imagine
a lot of people did, but at the same time,
I mean, I know a lot of naysayers, but I also know a lot of people that wear them too.
Yeah, until the government stepped in and said, "Hey, you should wear a mask in these places," though a lot of people didn't. I like how Walmart, Best Buy, I think Target, and a bunch of those other big stores now are nationwide saying, "Hey, customers need to wear masks too." I think personally, if we were to just wear a mask inside of public places, all places, whether they require them or not, we would see a big change. But you look at, you look at all these places, man, and I'm pretty sure, like, Washington, which was really bad, is down to, like, nothing. You know, that was the worst place. I mean, a lot of people died there fairly quickly when this first started, and now they're not even looking too bad. I mean, so I think you just have to have that bad phase, and then it wakes people up, and they're like, yo, we actually have to take this serious. I'm hoping Ohio, you know, we just decide to get into gear now, start treating it as serious as we need to, for the most part, at least, mm-hmm. in public places, and we can avoid it getting bad.
I agree. I think if we just, I mean, they're just masks, peeps. I promise you.
You're in a store, what, a half hour max, yeah, 45 minutes? Like, dude, you can do it.
All day.
Spend hours in a house.
Yeah. Come on.
Or wear it in an attic that's easily 110, 120 degrees. You get used to it. I mean, I know
it's annoying.
Speaking as somebody with asthma,
and...
man, like it, some of the masks are hard to breathe in, but at the same time, you should be proactively looking for a mask that makes it easier for you to breathe in.
And I know that a lot of people are like, oh my, but the masks don't do nothing. They're not scientifically proven.
Well,
okay, look, yeah. I'm going to tell you this. One thing that could probably be true that we could all assume is that at least it gives you a sense of peace knowing that you don't have some fuck breathing down your face that just is fucking came into the store hyperventilating, don't know what the fuck's going on, and now you're fucked. But at least having the mask, it could potentially give you a little bit, right, make you a little safer.
I mean, I wasn't wearing them for a while. I went into a Sheetz one day, I was ordering food. This lady comes in, and she looks like she either works in a nursing home or she was wearing scrubs. So she's not wearing a mask, loud talking on her phone, on speakerphone, starts hacking up a lung, not covering her mouth. And I'm just sitting here looking at her like, and I thank God I have my mask on my head. I just pulled that on down. Like, cover your fucking mouth if you're not going to wear a mask when you cough. Like, Jesus, yeah, Christ. That's like, that's been taught to us as kids.
Like, yeah,
man.
I mean, even like, what the just fuck? Common sense. Like,
Jesus. Like,
think
there's
of
a
how many people
around
that, like, fart and fucking silent but deadly walk past you, crop dust yourself. Imagine what even a mask could do for you.
Well, see,
you.
That's
like,
crazy. Well, yeah, I mean, there's...
I mean, I'm not saying it would block it out completely, but it could potentially stop the taste for you.
So if you go,
Jesus, you know what I mean?
It could, maybe, you know, maybe we'll have like a flavor filter in one of the masks or something.
Like,
did
this motherfucker have some turkey and hot sauce?
We can patent that right now, like a mask with like a flavor capsule you can break when somebody rips ass. You're like, oh God, no, I don't want to taste that.
You just fucking lick it.
I want to taste bananas. Bam.
You lick it. It's like these little lick pads at the end of the on the inside, you just lick them real quick.
Yeah, but they got to be like flavored like that. Oh, what's that kid?
Runs.
But I mean, dude, the way I look at it, like, wear a fucking mask in stores, dude. Like, that's the very minimum that you have to do, and I guarantee you it's going to be more effective.
Yeah,
I would rather get this shit over with as quick as possible than drag it out.
Why risk it?
Right.
They're not telling you anything else but to just put your mask on.
I mean, yeah.
They're not even telling you. They're asking you.
Yeah.
That's the even crazier part.
Like, here's the thing. Here in Ohio. Like,
and if you don't have a mask in a store, don't get pissed off at the person that's telling you that can't go in the store. They're not doing anything to you. They're just doing their fucking job. Leave them alone.
Just buy a mask, man.
Go to another fucking store. Turn around.
It's not even that. Just get a fucking mask and wear it in the store. It's not that hard. Like, but
then again, I also feel the store should provide them just in case.
They should, but I don't think it should be on the store to fund that. That should be the state of Ohio coming
exactly
out of pocket. Absolutely.
I agree.
There should be public disbursement.
Apparently, if you can buy
masks,
three of them for 99 cents, you can buy a whole lot and give them to a whole store for nothing.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Not even just stores, but, you know, your mailman drops off your mail. It's been doing so this whole time. Every 3 days a week, he drops off a mask with your mail. Like, that's how easy it would be to implement this system.
Yeah.
And yet, that would here we work. Are. You know, so it's not that hard. I mean, at this point, DeWine's, like, here in Ohio, he's not mandating it, but he's saying, like, he's asking us, be smart. And here's the thing, man, once he mandates it, he's public enemy number one, and people are going to be pissed. But at the same time, like, I'm going to look at him and be like, he asked nicely, like, multiple times.
Yeah.
And yet here, you fuckers didn't want to listen. Like, it's crazy.
It makes me scratch my head. I watched a video earlier, and the protesters are standing on the fucking bridge, and the cops are asking them to please move from the bridge. Please move from the bridge,
right,
or we'll use deadly force. Okay, you asked me nice the first time. You threatened me the second time. I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to get the fuck off the bridge. Yeah. Why the fuck do you stand there?
Well, because, you know, they're standing up for what's right, doing the right thing. They
ask you to get off the bridge. You're on the highway.
Yeah, no. I get it. But that to them is, oh, we're taking a stand. And, like, bro, people got shit
to
do.
That's ignorant. Why make everyone else your problem? Your problem is against someone else.
People literally be like an emergency. Some father, you know, could be on the way to the hospital with his wife that's about to give birth.
What the fuck?
And you fuckers are blocking off the road. Like, there's a time and a place. Block off a fucking side street where nobody uses. That's fine.
Block off the entrance of the police station.
Yeah,
I don't
something.
Know.
Like, but not the fucking.
That's unnecessary.
And then they get pissed when they get ran the fuck over.
Yeah, like, and then they want. Yeah. There's repercussions for everything. There's repercussions for being stupid. There's repercussions for being smart. And if you're going to stand in the middle of the fucking road, you're going to be an idiot. There's repercussions. I'm right. Sorry.
I mean, it's not even that, you know, too. It's just if you pay attention to a lot of the people that are getting driven through, like, they're attacking these people in their cars first.
They are extreme.
So, yeah, you're going to get ran over. Like, they're not. People are fearful of their lives when they see that because the radicals of the movement are taking shit too far, damaging their vehicles, putting these people's lives in danger. I'm sorry, I'm driving through a crowd too, because if it comes down to me and you, I'm choosing me. Yeah. Because I'm going home to my family. I don't give a fuck about you. You made your decision by standing in the road, throwing rocks at my car, trying to drag me out and beat my ass. Like, I don't care. I'll drive through you.
Like, yeah,
don't,
like,
be dumb.
What? You want to be stupid? Get me out of my car? Go ahead, motherfucker.
Wait, see, that's
make
the thing.
My day.
If they would just set
Come
this
on.
Up with, like how they did here at Alliance, dude. They
that
they,
was,
they
that
set
was
that
beautiful.
Up with the police department. They worked together.
That's
they blocked
how it
off
be
the
done.
Road. So
that's how it should
and
be
they
done.
Knew ahead of time. But no, man, people can't do that.
That's
you know,
it
it's ridiculous. Like, they're just sitting here, like, you know, trying to just be a disruption any way they can, man. It's like, dude, you're hurting the people you're trying to speak up for too.
Yeah.
What if somebody was like, you know, they were on the last limb of their job, like, hey, you can't be late one more time or you're done, and they just happen to be going the same way you are. You just took their ability away to feed their family. Because they didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
They were just continuing on time, you know, being on time to work, and then bam, you fucked it up.
Other people part of your problems.
Right. There's ways to do the protests.
They aren't necessarily I'm gonna say this, they aren't necessarily blind to the situation that's going on. They just don't care. They wanna be left alone. They wanna
right.
do what they wanna do.
They're keeping their head down, doing what's best for them and their family.
Let them do what they gotta do.
Right. I mean, as long as
the
they're
people,
not...
The people that feel attacked
right.
are the people that don't care.
That is true.
That don't necessarily have anything going on. That can put the time and the effort into that.
Yeah,
someone that doesn't, that can't put the time and the effort into it doesn't have the time to care. And if they do care, then they do it in their own time.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's
even if it's not even about, and even if it's not about anything that's of importance.
Right. It's
they just, care about what they care about, and that's that.
There's don't so many things. There's problem. So many. There's so many things that, you know, if they would just focus on doing this shit right, the message would get spread a lot quicker, a lot easier, and you know, people would take it more seriously. You know,
yeah.
Be organized. Just, there's no face to this organization. You know what I'm saying? There's no face to the Black Lives Matter movement. You know, when you had the movements before, you had Dr. King.
You had all these face. People. You had
faces of it. People that were the leaders. You know, people that could go and speak instead of you know, screaming and just pure rage. You know, they can separate their emotions from it. They knew what they needed to do, what they needed to say, how they needed to say it, and convey their message so that they didn't. You know, you just when you scream this ignorance, you act a certain way. You're taken away from what you're able to accomplish. You know, it just makes no sense to me why you want to make things more difficult. But, you know, that's just how the world's working right now. 2020's got people all messed up. There's crazy shit every day.
I think it just blows my mind that, like, those people, like, the protesters that broke down that person's house or their gate, and they were out on their front porch and were like pointing guns at them. God. Like, come on. There's a private property fence.
Right.
There's a private property sign. Why?
They knew what they were doing. They could have just stood outside of that and still accomplished what they needed to accomplish. They could have stood outside the gate and just accomplished
exactly.
What they needed
you
to accomplish.
Exactly. You could have stood there all fucking day.
Yeah, you could still. You were going to do the same thing on the other side of the gate.
Why
yeah.
are you provoking them?
At the same time, too, that lady had terrible control.
Okay, I understand that. You shouldn't do it unless you're ready to do it.
She's
but
never been in a situation exactly. like that. She shouldn't have had to have been. They should have just protested on the outside of the gate. And, you know, they wouldn't have been able to leave their home, but they're not in fear for their lives because you're not busting down their gate. Like, need to be in their front yard.
We're
like,
smarter than
it's
that.
It's just like, you protest the White House, bro.
We're not a bunch of barbarians.
I dare you to break the gate down at the White House.
You're all going to get mowed down.
So it's like,
come on. It's just like the time that y'all motherfuckers tried to storm Area 51.
Well, that turned into more of like a fucking just, I don't even know how to explain it. Did you watch it?
They were all standing there.
Oh, they were chilling. They were ready. It became fun of games with them too. You know, they got into it. I can't fault the military for that one. They were having a good time with it. It ended up just being like a more of like a hangout, which was cool. You know, I don't know why people would ever think storming Area 51 would ever be a good idea.
Yeah, but still, that my point is like,
yeah, people are just they're out of control, man.
We take a little hint, a little joke, and then you got someone that just runs with it, and they're like, yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah, let's make some
it's,
noise.
It's crazy. I'm glad that didn't happen during this.
Look, I applaud you. I'm not taking nothing from it.
I'm glad that happened before all this happened, though. Because can you imagine how much worse it would have been if it was like after quarantine, or, you know, during quarantine?
Oh my god!
After 2 months of quarantine, if they would have did the Area 51 shit, they may have actually stormed that motherfucker.
Oh yeah,
like. All that pent up shit of being in the house for 2 months, you know,
there
was a lot of, you know, a lot of places, especially other, you know, even other countries where they actually went. See, that's another thing that gets me with this lockdown that we had here in America. It's like we have ass lockdown. Other places are like, don't leave the house or you're catching a fine.
Yeah,
like, I would have rather have done that as crazy as it sounds. For 2 months, you know, I say that because those countries that did that are in far better condition than what we are here. So it's like, it's a trade-off. Lose part of your freedoms now to get them back quicker, or motherfucker, you're going to be waiting until we get a vaccine to fix this shit.
Yeah. Look, I'm okay. We got tons of things that we can do. We got things that we can work on inside the house all the time. Work on that little project.
start a podcast,
work on something, do something.
There's something you can read, educate yourself.
I bet you never read a book since high school.
Spend time with your fucking family.
Yeah,
because you don't do that enough.
Chill out a little bit. Set back.
When I first look at something. This first started with us, you know, still working and shit. It was cool because I would drive through neighborhoods and see fathers playing catch with their kids. That you could definitely tell that they're usually never there. You know, they're always working. And then people got tired of that because it changed so fast. Like, you go through these neighborhoods now, there's nobody spending time as a family outside.
Well, everyone's back. Well, there's a lot of people back.
A lot of people are back to work now. Yeah, no, I get that.
There's a lot that aren't, but there's a lot that
are. But a lot of those people that are back to work still have the time to do the same shit that they were doing after work, too. You know what I'm saying?
But now that they got to go back into that swing of work.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, I get it. But at the same time, you have to understand the small things can very easily be taken away because they were, you know, like a lot of things were taken. So it's like, how do you take that for granted? You don't. You shouldn't anymore, at least. But I don't know, man. It's been weird. You know, you would expect people to be closer given the situation that's going on, but yet we're so divided, it's unreal.
I just find it cool that I find more people asking me questions like what my nationality is, just so everyone knows that I do identify as biracial.
Right.
I'm black and white, so yeah. Just so you know, I'm biracial. I'm not black. I'm not white. I'm biracial. But it's cool that people ask me now.
Right.
And ask me how I feel on the subject and ask me, like, what I think of it going forward and all that. I just think it's cool. They're asking to understand as far as I feel.
We're all used to having conversations with people, meaningless conversations with people, you know, pre-quarantine and stuff like that. You know, you'd run into a stranger, you might have a quick conversation, but now people actually want to have those real conversations with people that they just met, and it's awesome. I love them. You know, I've ran into, you know, people, you were on the phone with me, you know, guy was saying, like, just so you know, like, in this house, Black Lives Matter. Like, if you ever run into a problem in this area, you could come here. You have safety here. But I was like, it's cool to have those conversations with people because I would have never known that those people felt that way. You know, like that's big, you know, being in the situations where, you know, they maybe don't understand what you're going through as a person of color, but yet, you know, now you know that they do support the movement. You know, they're supporting you. They're watching. They understand. That was the problem before this corona stuff. But when we went on lockdown, we got deprived of those conversations. So now it's like more and more people want to have these conversations when they can. That's awesome. You know, I would like to go to a restaurant, you know, after this is done or it's better, and sit down and see how many people are actually having conversations now at their tables instead of playing on their phones and, you know what I'm saying, like being distracted. Like, people actually sitting down and talking with one another. Like, it's crazy. I mean, it's just like what we do here on the podcast. Like, have these conversations outside, you know, talk to the people you care about, and you would gain a whole better understanding and a perspective and just a newfound, like, rejuvenating experience with the people you deal with on a daily basis. You know, the world would be a better place if people would just sit down and talk first, you know, before they decide to go burn shit down or, you know, assume that somebody hates this or does, you know, just because somebody disagrees, you know, they cancel them or something. Like, you don't need to do that. Yeah. You listen to their opinion, say, look, I respect your opinion, but this is how I feel. And then you go on about your day.
Look, you don't even have to tell them how you feel. You can just listen to it and just say, okay. You can take what you want from it.
Right. You might learn something. That's you might it. Be like, wow, I just didn't know listen. That.
Like, it doesn't even have to be from anyone. Like, it doesn't even have to be from someone of race. It can be from anyone. Just listen. Shut up.
I mean,
it ain't even about, like, an elder thing either.
No, it's not. And see, that's one thing too. I never understood, man. I've been around people that, like, they don't talk to old people.
Yeah.
They
avoid them.
Dude, they have the best stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to sit down with more of the elderly community because I want to know what. Like, we don't understand the simple things that we have that they didn't, you know? What was the world like before phones?
It's crazy because, like, they'll also, like, explain things like you're part of the family. Like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know Janine?
Right.
Yeah, Janine, she had two children, and we love them all. You know, they came over yesterday. It's like... That's awesome.
They'll bring
that's
something
awesome.
Up
I
about
love it.
Like the old store that used to be downtown that you were definitely not born for, but like, yeah, you remember, and it's like, yeah. No, I don't, but please tell me more, you know? Like I'm intrigued. Like I'm actually that's
interesting.
You guys
just
did
be
what?
Old, just
you
be
did
open
what back
to have
then?
Conversation.
Right. It's like you learn a lot, man. You gotta appreciate these things. And that's what I was hoping people would get out of this, you know, being on lockdown stuff is, like I said, a newfound appreciation for the small things, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take time. Talk to your grandma, grandpa, whoever. You know, talk to these elderly people, man. If you volunteer already, you know, you're working around them or you work in a nursing home or something, take your time. Talk to these people. You might learn something, but... You know, it may not, it's what, 10 minutes out of your time, but that 10 minutes for them is like the best 10 minutes because they got somebody that's genuinely interested in what they have to say. You know, they don't get to talk to a lot of people, man. It's just, we're in such a hurry these days to do what? Nothing. Like, we're all fucking on a rock hurling through space. We're all gonna die.
Yeah.
So it's like
we're all in it.
Why are we in such a hurry
a giant rock
just
crazy.
Floating around in fucking space. Like dude,
thousands
if we
of miles per hour.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like if
Go
we
ahead,
were
run into
if we were
planet,
a little bit further
wake up.
If we were a little bit further away from the sun, we'd all be dead. Or if we were a little bit closer
even,
to the sun, we'd
we
be dead.
Wouldn't even exist.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's crazy.
Be appreciative of what the issue is happening.
People understand just how small we are. Like, I encourage you one night, you know, by yourself, go outside on a clear night and just look up. Yeah, look at the stars. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you to look at. And then I want you to think how far away those goddamn things are. We are...
Yeah, dude, I can't even fathom.
You can't
I feel
even
like
fathom how small we are.
Door.
You can't even you can't even put it into words how small
like,
we are in the grand scheme
of
everything that exists.
Yourself,
right.
You selfish little prick.
Like we're not even a speck of dust in like the galaxy right now, like or the
it's,
space. Like
it's
any
just
galaxy,
crazy.
Universe.
I used to think like Pluto. You ever see the show Courage the Cowardly Dog where the dude is standing on that, like, giant dog is, like, standing on Pluto and he hits Courage back into the Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I always thought that's how standing on Pluto was. And it would give me a headache thinking about it because I was like, oh, my God, I just cannot wrap my head around how big Pluto is.
Right.
I mean, it's the tiniest planet. But, like, we land on Mars, too. But it's, like,
what?
It still ain't. I believe it's still not a planet. But the point is, it's still fucking huge.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy
it's
that it's that big, but they're like, oh,
it'll
it's not
look
big
so
enough to
big
be a planet.
And, you fly, and it's like, okay, when are we going to touch? When are we going to get to? Okay, we're still going.
Like,
about
see,
another hour, you say? Oh, okay.
Right, I want to see people go.
I'm just going to take a nap.
Some of the stuff that's been coming out of this space stuff has been pretty cool. But I just want to, like, you can't even fathom how, like, we're just in the Milky Way galaxy. There's other galaxies. There's so many. There's endless galaxies. God.
There's like 7.79 billion galaxies.
Probably
more. You mean to tell me that we the only motherfuckers up in this bitch?
No, we're not. But, you know.
No, I don't believe that.
We and ours just haven't figured out how to quickly travel outside of it. But I'm sure we'll get there eventually. I mean, it's coming sometime soon. Elon Musk, figure it out. I know you can. I believe in you. But I'm just saying, man, it's, you got to start living like we're, you know, we're just a speck of dust in the wind here. Make you appreciate everything you have.
All the for sure. Dust in the wind.
Oh, what do you got going there?
I don't know. I just pushed a button. Watch this shit. Look at that.
Oh, there's a camera there?
Yeah, watch.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, then I can do that.
Oh, this is getting crazy.
Check that out, buddy.
Oh, get on video.
And then.
On Facebook Live?
I don't know how.
Camera is not supported by your current browser. Oh, man. So,
well, we'll figure that out.
We might, if we can get enough interest from you guys from all over. You know, we have a Facebook page and stuff. We were thinking about going live on Facebook for an episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember talking about that.
You know,
that.
We need to get some more interaction out of you guys to see if you would actually listen, you know. Maybe see what day is good for you guys, what time would work best. Obviously not, you know, at almost 1 o'clock in the morning. But, yeah, you know, whatever works.
Hey, they don't need to know what time it is.
True. I mean, by the time they hear this, it'll be the next day anyway. But, you know, it's good to be back. We had some technical difficulties there for a little bit.
Yeah. We still kind of do.
But we're gonna figure it out surely but slowly here.
Faux show.
So just bear with us, I just want to
say that Aang could definitely beat Goku.
Dude,
Aang is
not gonna beat Goku in a fight.
Aang is the motherfucking Avatar, and if no holds bars, he's gonna kill his.
He may be
ass.
The Avatar, but he's not a Super Saiyan God. I'm just saying, he would get worked. Worked.
I would work him.
Worked. Krillin would piece his ass up. But I stand by that.
He would work him. I'm just saying.
Not going to happen ever.
Goku.
Whatever
Aang,
happened.
Dude, listen. Whatever Aang's happened. Just going to have to pop out of like a bar or something and just sneak attack his little bitch ass.
He's just going
to
die.
That's the only opportunity he has. Like,
I mean,
you just got to hide behind a thing and just be like, yo, I'm with it.
See, you gotta catch Goku out there, though. That motherfucker don't even be at home. He'd just be training and fighting people, saving the world and shit.
So he's just gonna have to pull up and be like, yo, Goku, my buddy, what's up? And he's just gonna walk up and be like that and be like, yo, got him.
That's funny until Goku grabs him and teleports him to some fucking crazy galaxy where Aang
can't have time with
you know, 1,000 times Earth gravity, Aang's fucking dead. Like, it's not gonna happen.
He ain't gonna have time.
Trash. Aang's garbage. Garbage. He was garbage in Avatar.
That's all I'm saying.
Sokka was way better. Prince Zuko.
Aang
was
not.
Way better than Aang. Aang's a little bitch.
Aang ain't gonna have no time.
Aang don't know what it, he don't want to kill nobody anyway because he's a pussy.
He ain't gonna
he's
have
a pussy.
No time.
He's gonna he shoot a little bit of air at no Goku time. And just die. You're not gonna win this battle, bud.
Going down.
No, it's never gonna happen.
I got to keep on moving. Because Aang ain't going down.
Ain't nobody gonna stop him now. This guy's fucking dumb if he thinks
Aang's gonna take Goku down.
Would love to hear your guys' opinion on this because I'm telling you right now, Aang's getting clapped in a heartbeat.
Look, in the spirit of Aang the Avatar is the spirit of America and the spirit of red, white, and blue. Just know that Aang, we're behind you.
So it's easily fucking broken is what you're telling me. Sounds about right.
Okay. Eat a dick. Eat a dick.
Sounds about right. But yeah, I mean, you guys know we have our Buzzsprout page. It's got all the links for all of our social media attached to it. If there's any emails or anything you guys want to shoot us, any ideas, you know, hit us up on Facebook or the like page. Once we get back and rolling things, you know, getting things going, we're going to start looking at, you know, maybe doing some t-shirt giveaways in the pages to see.
Would like to see what we can do. Get up everybody. A couple designs up there. And then go from there, get some people to vote on them, see if we can't get some more interaction, and then potentially pick a winner from the ones that, you know, react right. to it. At
you
least.
Know what we could do too is like a design contest, have people, you know, people from the page come up with a design or whatever that they think would be nice and choose one, kind of like a contest or something, you know, get it actually on a one print shirt for them, you know.
Oh yeah, that would be cool. I wouldn't would mind accepting cool. that idea.
A couple things we could do, but we definitely want to get stuff in the works for you guys, you know, all over the world and everything. I mean, like I said, we were on a hiatus for a little bit there, but we're back. We're and back and going. You know, once we get a schedule going again, it'll be a lot easier, but. Till then, folks.
For sure.
We'll see you on the next show.
Stay safe.
Wear your fucking mask.
Yeah, be Jesus. The reason for change today.
Right. Let's get this shit Continue over with on. And get life back to normal. I'd like to go on a, you know, normal vacation or something.
Yeah, that would be cool. I would right. appreciate
like
that.
Like hit the beach. I mean, I'll wait. If this thing clears up in the winter, dude, you bet your ass I'm going to Florida. I'll save my vacation till the winter time. I don't care.
I don't blame you. I'll do the same thing. But for show, peeps, check out our Facebook at anything, everything under the sun. Email at anything. It's everything and no. Yeah, it's everything and anything under the sun at yahoo.com.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Or just hit our Buzzsprout webpage and it's got everything yeah, linked on there.
Yeah, it's got easier. On there. We'll also have that in the bio too.
Yes, sir.
But for sure, hopefully you stuck around. And if you did, I just want to say congratulations. Thanks.
Peace out.